Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state, as well as many other states, is actively supporting the growth of the filmmaking industry. It's still a very difficult business to break into, but exposure through film festivals can certainly help, as witnessed by our next guest's documentary about a senior breakfast club, which was recently featured at the Beaufort International Film Festival. Ray Smith is a filmmaker with Modos Media. He joins us by phone now from his office in Blythewood, South Carolina. Ray, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be back.
Now, tell us more about your production company, Modos Media, and your most recent effort down there at Beaufort.
So we're a small father and son production company, myself and my son, Andrew Smith, who is a senior videographer at Blue Cross Blue Shield, got together to create this little company to create documentaries and other films. So our latest film, Breakfast in Beaufort, is set in Beaufort, of course, in South Carolina, and it tells a story of 11 senior gentlemen who meet for breakfast every single Wednesday, rain or shine, in Blackstone's Cafe in Beaufort. This breakfast club has been going apparently for about 70 years now. Different groups of people, of course, passing through it. We learned about this group through someone we worked with on the project, Richard Shribnick. So we interviewed these 11 gentlemen. Their age ranges go from 101 down to sort of mid-80s. And so if you think about 101, that means that person was born in 1924, a very different world. And so that was very intriguing to us. And we had the notion that we wanted to tell a film that showed these senior people and other senior people, of course, as elders, as people who have had lives well lived or interestingly lived, who have probably learned a lot, seen a lot, and can share those experiences, what you might call wisdom, with others. And that really was the purpose of the film. We showed it at the Beaufort International Film Festival, which was an amazing experience for Andrew and I. At the end of the film, we had a standing ovation and cheers and whoopees and all the rest of it. So since then, we heard that our film has been selected to be aired on SCETV at the local PBS station on the 25th of May at 7:30 p.m. So we're actually hitting prime time, which is very exciting for us.
Can you share with us maybe a couple of elder insights that you learned through the filming of this documentary?
Well, a couple of things really stand to mind. One is, I think often when we see older people in the world, and I am one of those, people tend to look straight past older people. They're walking slowly, they're shuffling about, they're getting in the way, and don't really spend a lot of time sitting and talking with them. But what's so interesting to me from this film is the incredible things that just ordinary guys that meet for breakfast have done some extraordinary things. And we just don't hear those stories so often. And so we heard stories of people who had helped move along the Vietnam peace process through an incredible act, really, that was preventing the different countries of getting together to sit around a table because they couldn't agree on the size of the table. So this guy thought, well, I'm going to do that. I'm going to fix that, and got a table together for them, got them to agree, and they actually moved forward with the peace movement and the signing the end of the war. And other people did other extraordinary things as well. It's interesting to hear them also talk when they reflect back on their life, which was a simpler world where people got on with each other, where people understood the shared values that they could live and work with, and their disappointment really in where we are now, where people seem to have lost the ability to talk peacefully with each other, no matter what their opinions might be and how they may differ. And I think there's a regret about that. But also, you know, things that you might expect, like how technology has intruded into our worlds to such a point that we're not really listening to each other anymore. We look for quick, simple hits and pieces of knowledge from our cell phones, and not really looking into each other's faces anymore and talking. So those are some of the key things that leapt out to me, and there are many others as well.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mike.
Ray Smith is a filmmaker with Modos Media in Blythewood, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.